When it comes to getting in and out of base camp on Denali, nearly everyone travels by airplane. That was the plan on Wednesday. Climber Lonnie Dupree was expected to reach base camp in the early afternoon, and two planes were going to meet him, carrying sponsors, support crew, and reporters. The weather was clear, but a system was obviously moving in from the south. After one final check-in with Lonnie Dupree by satellite phone, Talkeetna Air Taxi pilot Paul Roderick set off. The flight started fairly smoothly, but as the plane entered the Alaska Range, turbulence began to pick up.
Make sure you hang on to your stuff because we're going to cross into the kettle, and it's going to get a little bumpy. Okay.
That's pilot Paul Roderick. Once the plane was sheltered by the mountains, things smoothed out again, but then word came that it wasn't looking good to pick up Lonnie Dupree. Paul Roderick learned that it was still quite windy at base camp.
Usually an over 15 to 20 knot tailwind, we don't land, and our pilot who was just up there reported that it was probably at least 30. So, yeah, not quite landing conditions at this point, and weather's just slowly deteriorating.
Roderick made multiple passes, but wasn't able to even get close to the landing zone. Lonnie Dupree was visible out the window of the Turbine Otter, but only just. With Lonnie Dupree minutes away from base camp, Paul Roderick was forced to call it a day.
So close. There he is, left side. I think we're out of here.
Safely back on the ground in Talkeetna, Paul Roderick says he wasn't even tempted to try the landing.
He could just tell it wasn't a day to land. You know, and it's possible we could have pulled the landing up, but then you got to take off with a 30 or 40 knot tailwind, which is, you know, nearly impossible to do.
Lonnie Dupree has supplies stashed at base camp and should have enough to last a week. That's a good thing, since Paul Roderick says the forecast is not favorable.
When you look at the charts, the modeling is showing that this flow is going to continue. And we might get a window to work with, and fortunately we got Lonnie there now on the ground ready, and he can report wind and weather to us, and if we see that it's decent on this end, we'll probably go give it another try. But okay. Forecast doesn't look that great in the next day or two or three.
Veteran Denali climber Dave Johnston says he and the rest of the Talkeetna climbing community were pleasantly surprised that Dupree managed to succeed in his fourth January attempt on the mountain.
We were really surprised that he made it, because Brian Okunik was seeing snow plumes coming off the summit that day. We didn't think it looked like a summit day. But he whipped up there, and he whipped down fast.
Johnston was waiting at the airport for Lonnie Dupree's return. When Dupree does make it to town, Johnston says there will be a warm welcome waiting for him.
The moose stew is on, and the sauna's hot. And, well, getting hot.
Make that a very warm welcome. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.